Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's thought on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Ekev, focuses on a number of events that took place with the Jewish people during their sojourn in the desert. One of the things that Moshe discusses at length in this week's Parsha is the Chet HaEgel, the sin of the golden calf. And one of the things that he focuses on, or at least between the lines that Moshe alludes to, is the difference between the giving of the first set of tablets at Sinai, the first luchos, and the giving of the second set of luchos, the second tablets, that Moshe received on Sinai following the sin of the golden calf. And Moshe points out, and Rashi points out, I should say, Rashi points out that the first luchos were given at Sinai with much fanfare, with thunder and lightning and fire and God's voice ringing out to the entirety of the Jewish people, whereas the second set of luchos were given quietly. Moshe was on the mountain by himself. God gave it to him. It was without a lot of noise, without all the bells and whistles and fireworks and so on. And it was a much more modest affair. And Rashi tells us that there is an important lesson to be gleaned from the distinction between the two sets of tablets. And that is that the first tablets that were given with much fanfare and publicity did not last. They were shattered at the base of the mountain by Moshe when he came down from Mount Sinai and he beheld the Jewish people dancing around the golden calf. The second set of luchos, which were given quietly, modestly, those lasted, those were not broken. This is an important idea in Judaism for us to understand, the idea of modesty. Unfortunately, a lot of people think that the idea of modesty is just a question of how a person dresses, covering up enough body parts so as not to flaunt one's body and parts that ought to be covered. But in fact, the idea of modesty is a much deeper, much broader idea. And that is, the idea of being modest is not flaunting oneself, period. Not making a big deal about oneself, about one's wealth, about one's accomplishments. The idea of modesty is very, very vital to Judaism in keeping things quiet. And the deeper idea behind it is that fanfare and loudness and making a big display about things is, according to Kabbalistic thought, exposes that item to the forces of evil. The forces of evil look for things that are big, that are grandiose, whereas the forces of good, if you will, are more focused on things that are humble, are quiet, are modest. So when things are exposed, when things are brought out to the public, when things are made a big deal out of them, so that exposes them to the forces of evil and gives the forces of evil the opportunity to grab hold of them and to corrupt them and to destroy them. And so the idea of modesty may be true in terms of one's mode of dress. The body is not something that is meant to be flaunted and meant to be shown to everyone in public. But really, it's part of a much broader idea, and that is that we should not be flaunting ourselves in public either. Be it being ostentatious at a celebration or having a very loud mode of dress that everyone notices, or having a very large fancy home or very, very fancy car and so on. Generally, these are things that are not encouraged within Judaism because we don't want to make a big deal out of ourselves. That's not to say a person should dress shabbily or should have a mess of a home or drive an old, noisy, broken down jalopy. Person should be put together. Person should be a mensch. Person should be neat and should be nice, and a person should be attractive, but not overly so. Not attractive to the point where when one walks down the street, one attracts attention either because of one's mode of dress or loudness of colors of clothing and so on and so forth. It's an idea for us to consider and to keep in mind. The lesson we learned from the Luchos is not to make a big deal. There are times when one can make a display for the honor of Hashem or for the honor of Torah and so on and so forth, but generally, we try to avoid making too big of a deal about things, and we try to keep things modest. And when we keep things modest, when we keep things humble, we deny greater access to the forces of evil that are in creation. We deny other people from being jealous of us as well. And with that, we can live our lives in a more modest, a more humble, and a more connected to spirituality way. I hope you enjoy this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.